you to get this message, and then he also doesn't want you to love on. He wants you to use to love. He wants you to lose what you once had for God and for the people, but God wants us to continue to love on. In John 15 and 9, it says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. All right, so what we're talking about, the continuation of God's love. God gives us his love, and then we give it to others, and despite what we may have to go through and have to deal with, we continue to love by his grace and help and mercy. One of the things that we need to understand as children of God, and we said this many times, we need God to help us to do what he wants us to do. One of our favorite scriptures is God in us that what? Work in us both to do what? To will and to do of his good pleasure. What happens is we deal with folks sometimes that are not easy to deal with. We come to situations and circumstances where we're not in the position, we've run out of our own love. All right, we've come to the end of our own love. We don't have anything left. And so what we need in those situations, in those circumstances, is the great God of heaven that is love, right? You see why we see why God is love? Because we need his love to come in us when our run has run out. Our love has run out, right? And so we need his love to come in us and to give us a refresh and a reboot, an uplift, and help us out, to encourage us along the way, to be able to love on, to continue to love, all right? And so God is wanting us to do that, excuse me, and the enemy, of course, does not want us to do that, all right? So the love that God gives us, we give it to others, and so that means that we have to stay in a place where we can get that love if we need it, all right? And so that means we got to stay close unto the Lord, all right? Sometimes we have loved in the past, but God wants us to continue to love. Sometimes we are struggling to love. We want to love. We'd like to love. It's in our best interest if we love. It's in the best interest of those that need the love for us to love them, but we're just running out, and so we need the Lord to help us out and to help us in a major way. All right, go to let me say this first, and then we'll go to some more scriptures. What the Lord gave me, it says, help me, Lord, to love on, all right? God, and this is talking about God will allow situations and circumstances. He will allow what we call variables in my life is for my good. Lord, help me not to, and this is a prayer, Lord, help me not to be angry at God for what he has allowed in my life. Lord, help me not to get upset at what he is causing me to go through. Remember, God allows these things to come, and there's things that's good in it for us. But Lord, help me to realize I can't control these things, but I can have the love of God in my heart, and I can continue to love on like he wants us to love. All right, help me, Lord, to remember that my blessings that you have given me. Help me, Lord, to count my blessings. There's a song, Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One, that we learned as children. Lord, help me to remember those blessings, and don't let the love that he's given us be stolen by the enemy when we start looking at the difficulty that we are faced with. May God help us this morning. Count my blessing and realize that I don't deserve anything better than what you're allowing in my life at this time. Sometimes we feel like we deserve something better. We deserve something different. We deserve something more. But God is allowing what he's allowing for you in your life right now. It's what you need right now. And so, Lord, help me to accept your providence in my life, your will in my life. And then, Lord, help me to love on. All right? There's another song. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own son. I'm not worthy for the what? The nails in his hand. All right, so I don't deserve anything special. I'm not special. Everybody's going through something. Lord, help me not to get down, to get discouraged, but Lord, help me to continue to love on by the grace and help of God. May God help us. When we love on, and you'll see later on, we're going to endeavor to bring it out, but when we allow God to put his love in us, What ends up happening is it has a will and a God has a will and a purpose for us in our life. And when we allow his love to flow through us, what it ends up doing, it touches other people's lives. And it gives them hope and it gives them help. And you'll see that it lifts him up. And when it lifts him up, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And so one of the ways that we really are able to do that is by showing people the love of God in situations where nobody else loves them. Nobody else cares about them. Do you know that we can get to a situation in our lives where we have done so much wrong that our own families will abandon us? Nobody cares about us. And so that those people need the love of God. Those people need the love of God. Then the brother was talking about those that were hurting and those that need healing last Sunday. The love of God allows us to recognize that in others. And then it allows us to give a little bit of God's love to those that are in need. Give them some hope by the grace and help of God. I want us to understand that we are the children of the Most High God. We have a job to do down here. It is not for God didn't save us just so that we can sit back and enjoy his love and do nothing. He wants us to do something with his love. He wants us to continue in his love and show his love to others that they may be helped, that they may be blessed. May God help us out this morning. I thought about the definitions of love. One of the definitions of love is an intense feeling of deep affection. Another definition is great pleasure or interest in something. And then another definition would be to like and to enjoy very much. I want us to be thinking about those that are in our lives. All right? Be thinking about those that are in our lives. And what is our position to the people that God's providence, God's will, that he has allowed to be in our lives? I want you to be thinking about what our relationship with those people are, and do we have the love that we need in order to be a blessing and a help to them? Are we giving them God's love like we need to? Or could we move up a little bit in that area? May God help me. I talked to the Lord this week, and I've been talking to him for some time about the same thing. You know what? It's real easy for me to love. If you're doing me good, I'll love the mess out of you. It's great. We'll love each other. It'll be all good. It's fantastic. But if you do something wrong to me, where's my love then? Where's my love? And so I said, Lord, I need you to help me here. I need you to help me when offenses come, when difficulties come, situations and circumstances that I don't like, that cut across the grain. Is my love there? Do I still have the love that I need, or do I need a little more love from the Lord? God is telling us to love on, continue to love. And so I need a greater love. Lord, help me get better at offenses and difficulties. All right, turn with me here to Matthew 22 and 36. We're going to read down through verse number 40, and we'll talk a little bit about it by the grace and help of God. That's Matthew 22, starting at verse number 36. All right. Okay. All right. All right. All right. All right. So they're coming to Jesus. They're trying to tempt him again. They're trying to trip him up in something. And it says here, what does it say in verse number 36? It says, Master. Verse number 36.
Oh, Master?
Yes?
All
right. And so what they're doing is they're trying to trip him up. They're trying to get him to say something that if he says the wrong thing, then they'll say, well, what about this and what about that? Well, God is love, and he had the right answer, didn't he? Yes. What did the next verse say? Verse number 37. All right.
All
right. Yes. Amen. So what's happening here is God is boiling it down. Jesus is boiling down salvation and everything that goes along with it. Sometimes we as Christians, We can get caught up in the idea that there's so many different things that I have to do in order to be successful at to being a Christian. Listen, it boils down to what we're talking about right here. If you love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, and with all of your soul, good things are going to follow that, see? So what's happening is many times, and we talked about this in the new creature message, what happens is many times we try to fix the rules and fix the outside things, right? I know what I'm supposed to be doing, right? But what happens is what we need is from the Lord is to really get a hold of his love. Because if we get a hold of his love, then all the rules and the regulations, they become a lot more easier. They come natural to us, right? Because now I have his love in me. So in that time, when it becomes difficult to love, when I get in that difficult situation, then God's love, it carries me through in those situations. But what we do is we know all the rules and I'm supposed to be being nice right here. I'm supposed to be doing this and that and the other. But inside, though, that's not what's going on. I'm having difficulty, right? Because sometimes people really can grate on your nerves. And they can do it over and 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 over again. To the point where you come to a place where, listen, I need some help here, or I'm going to do something that I shouldn't be doing. Right? Or we get to that place, we don't have the love that we need, and we do something, and then now we have a dilemma. Because am I going to humble myself? Yes. Am I going to be honest with myself and say, Lord, I didn't have the love that I needed right there? And go back and say, I'm sorry I did wrong. I need more love from God. I messed up here. What we do is we try to do it many times on our own. We can't do it on our own, saints. We can't do it on our own. We need the Lord to help us. And so what God is doing is he's in these scriptures, he's telling us, listen, this is what you start with. Start with loving the Lord. If my mind is in the right place, then I'm going to say and do the right things. If my heart is in the right place, then I'm going to do it from a place that is pure and with good intention. All right? If my soul, the most valuable thing that I have is given to the Lord with all the love that I have, well, then I'm going to do the right thing when it's time to do it. Right? This is what the Lord is wanting us to understand. Don't worry so much about all the rules and the regulations. Worry about loving the Lord with all your soul, with all your heart, and with all your mind. Start there. You notice that when he starts there, then what is the next commandment? Love your neighbor as yourself. You think you're going to love your... Who is your neighbor? Let's talk about that first. Who is your neighbor? You're right. The better question would be, who is not your neighbor? Who's not your neighbor? Everybody is your neighbor. Anybody that you come in contact with, that is your neighbor. Whether it be a friend, whether it be an enemy, that's your neighbor. So another place in the Bible is talking about loving our enemies as ourselves. This is what the Lord wants to do for us, right? But how are we going to do the second commandment if we don't have the first commandment together? Right? And so God, what he wants your heart. He wants my heart. I can't do anything of any value over any length of time with any consistency, with any continuity without the love of God in my heart. I've got to really love him for real. Right? And then when I go out and I'm wanting to do these other things, then even if I do the wrong thing, I did it for the right reason. I want it to do right. And people will give you a pass because of that. They know who you are. You step on their foot, they say, you know what, don't even worry about it. I know you was trying to go and do something good anyway, so we're not going to worry about it. But when I'm not in the right spirit and the right place, then I don't even do nothing and they think I'm doing something wrong. You see what I'm saying? And so this is what God is wanting. What God is wanting to do is he wants to put his love in you and in me, and then he wants that love to go out. Because that message that we talked about last Sunday, that's really what is going on. The problem is you can't see it unless you got the love of God in your heart. You're not looking for it. Why would you look for the needs of somebody else when you don't have the love of God in your heart? Right? Or it could be you're in a position where you're so hurt and you're so in need of healing yourself, you don't have room for somebody else's problem. It's not that you don't love them. It's not that you don't care about them, but you're not okay yourself. And so what God has to do, go back to the first step, the love of God. Lord, I need your love in me. I want to love you like I'm supposed to. So then all Lord help me, all that becomes available to me because of what I've done with my love, now it's all available to me. His healing, his refuge, the brother talked about this morning. We sung a song, I found a refuge now from every sorrow, joy everlasting. Right? I see this world with all its sinful follies conquered at my feet. Oh, blessed thought, my sins are gone. I lean on Jesus' breast. All right? And so this is the love of God and what it does for us. His love first applies to me. Our love, we give it back to him, and then he enables us to give it to others. And I'm speaking to the ones that are struggling with salvation. I'm speaking with the ones that are struggling in their relationships with other people and struggling to do the will of God. We know the will of God here, but we don't have what we need in here to do it. Right? The Bible says, happy are ye if you do these things. It's not the knowing that you get paid on. You get paid on the doing. Right? All right? And so God wants us to be doers of the word. And so when we're doers of the word, when we have God's love in our heart, it helps us to be able to do these things. And when it's difficult, and when it, listen, some people are in situations that are just, they're hard. They're really hard situations. But God doesn't say, well, because your situation is hard, then you don't have to love there. That's not what he says. He says, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, and soul. He says, love your neighbor as yourself, period. That's what he says. And so we need him to help us with these things. May God help us this morning. I won't be able to do the second commandment or any others if I don't get the first commandment right, all right? All right, I thought about this. Sometimes there are long-standing situations and we get to a place where we used to. I used to love my husband. I used to love my wife. I used to love my children, my brother, my sister, somebody. I used to love them. But now, not so much. Things can hurt us. Let's be honest. Things can hurt us. Things can be done to us that shouldn't have been done to us. And what happens is the enemy, what he does is he sees you in your weakest condition. He likes when people are weak. And what he does is he will send someone to cause harm to you in that weakened condition. And then you have a misunderstanding. Because you associate all that pain and all that suffering. You was already hurting already. You was on the ground bleeding and somebody walked past you and they kicked you. And so you say, you know what? I'm going to focus all my anger, all my bitterness on that person. But you don't realize that the enemy, he caused that. He caused the hurting and for you to be on the ground in the first place. And then he caused that other person. That was the last straw. Listen, God is able to do something about that. He's able to do something about that. And so he's able to put the love of God in our hearts that we can obtain the healing that we need. But from healing, we get understanding. From understanding, we're able to better see what's going on with that person and with us as well. What God wants us to do, he wants us to love in such a way that we can look beyond the fault and see the need. And we be more concerned about the need than the offense. Right? God is going to deal with them and what they've done. But what will happen if I go to my mama and say, mama, something mean to my mama? You know what ends up happening? This actually happened. Okay? Go say something mean to my mama. My mama did. You know what she did? She loved me anyway. Kept on loving me. And guess what happened to me? I start feeling wrong. I felt bad about it in the first place. And I had to go back and say I'm sorry, and then those types of things stick in my heart and in my mind. Let's apply that to these interpersonal relationships that we have with our coworkers, with our children, with our siblings, with those that are in our circle of influence. What if the same thing were to happen? What if it really was a blessing that when they came to us, we had the love of God in our hearts, we could look. Why would God give us the knowledge and the understanding of what's really going on with them unless we're going to use that information in the right way? Right? And so sometimes we don't know because we're not ready to use that information in the right way. Right? So what God does is he works on us first. The soul that is saved, the soul that is living right, he's working on us to get us to a place where we can be like Jesus, where we can look beyond the fault and see the need and do something about the need instead of worrying about what all the other variables, right? God is wanting us to give love in those situations, right? So that they can go away like I did and say, what is wrong with me? Something is wrong with me. And something is right with them, because how can they do that when I just did what I did? This is how God is able to make a difference in the lives of others. This is how God is able to bless your life. All right? And guess what? There's even another level to it. I'm working on this level by the grace and help of God. I want to have the love that I need to have in my heart to the point where what happens to me doesn't have as much effect on me as the enemy would want it to. You know what I'm saying? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Booyah! What if I really had that in my heart, though? So devil sends somebody to come, try to come do something to me. Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. Rebuke you, devil, and may God bless and help that individual. Father, help. How can I help you? How can I pray for you? What can I do for you? Love on. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want, because that's what people need. People are destroyed. The enemy is destroying people from a young age, and we have the absolute answer. We got the answer. But we can't have it in its fullness and its totality. We can't be what God completely intended for us to be if we won't be willing to do it. We can spend our time and say, you know what, why this and why that? And why ain't this this way? And why ain't that that way? Listen, love God first. Let him fix you and your problems, and then you go out and love somebody else. That's your job. We'll get all the stuff that we missing and didn't get and that somebody shouldn't have and they don't deserve. We'll get all that in heaven. Okay? We'll get all that in heaven. But right now, what we're doing is loving God and then loving others to the point where it makes a difference in their life. All right? This is what God wants us to do. One of the reasons why we don't love, but sometimes we're scared. Seriously. People are so mean and so evil, we're just afraid to approach them. But I want to encourage us this morning. Who has all power in heaven and in earth? Who? Okay, Almighty God. And what is God? He's love. So what does that tell you about where the power is in relation to what you're going up against? You see what I'm saying? The love of God conquered death, hell, and the grave. The love of God did that. So that's where the power is. So the child of God has the power. And so what we do is we say, Lord, I don't know how to love this individual. They're very difficult to love. They're rejecting me. They're treating me wrong. They got the bad attitude and all of these things. They're saying mean things. But Lord, I want you to put the love of God in me and then give me direction on how to love that one. Right? Can he do it? He can. He can do it. All right? Not only that, God can change us to the point where we are just different. We are so different. They don't even know what they see in you. They're seeing the love of God. That's what they're seeing. And so they're drawn to you. They'll be drawn to you to the point where you'll be running because it'd be so. I'm serious. People come talk to you. They don't know what it is about you, but they want some of what you got, and they want to know who you know. They don't know that, but you know that because you know God. All right? I'm talking about loving on. God can do it. God can do it. God can help me to love my fellow man. He can help me love that one that's difficult to love. I can love in a way that I don't have to ever used to love. I still love. And I'm going to continue to love. You know why? Not because of me, not because I'm special, because God puts that in me. Right? He gives us love and off top, but then sometimes we get to that place where we need some more. All right, and then in those situations, love on, go to God, get some more, right? Let's go to John 13 and 35, all right? John 13 and 35. This is longer than what I wanted it to be. So I may cut it short because the next part is important too. What did I say, John 13, 35? Somebody read that for us. Okay. All right, so what happens here is, this is what we're already talking about, but this is the scripture that goes along with it. We don't want people confused as to who is saved and who is a child of God, right? Because a lot of people are out there saying they're saved and they're a child of God. They don't have this kind of love that we're talking about, right? And so one of the reasons why it's so important that we have this love is so that people can know who the people of God are. Right? And they know who to go to and can get the help that they need. All right? And so this is what we want to do. We want to know, he says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, that ye have love one for another. All right? Let's move forward. I don't know. I'll try to, y'all just be patient with me. Because I want to get to this, all right? Because this is the last portion of it, all right? Let's go to Matthew 24 and 12. Did we read that one already? We didn't read that one. Matthew 24 and 12, and then we're going to go to Luke and read about the prodigal son a little bit so we can bring a few more things out. Matt? Yes, yes. Yes. All right, and so this is what's happening. People had love, but they're losing it because of situation and circumstances and difficulty that come from the wicked one. All right, and so this is the scripture that goes along with the used to portion of this message. Okay, apply that to that. Keep praying for me, all right? Now, go to Luke 15. I'm going to try to finish up here. I'm trying not to hold you too much longer, but it's a very familiar reading. But the thing is, there's so much good in it. But we just want to get some of that good out of it today. May God bless you with this. 15 and 11 is where we're going to start. Go ahead. All right. All right. Okay. Yes. All right. Yes. 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 All right. Pause there for me, please. All right. Remember about what we talked about in terms of people being difficult to love. Remember we talked about sometimes it can be right there in your own family. This is a daddy, right? Daddies love their children. They might love their children in a different way than the mamas do, but we love our children, all right? We love our children, right? And so this man loved both of his sons, and he loved them severely, all right? And so what happened is, as you're reading here, one of his sons was really entitled. He was really entitled. He said, Daddy, he got to a certain age, said, Daddy, I really don't think you know what you're talking about. And the other thing is, it's really not that fun around here, okay? Whole lot of work and not a lot of partying. I need more partying and less work. That's what he's saying, right? And so he said, okay, Dad, give me what's mine. That's what he said. Read it. Didn't he say that? Huh? He said, Daddy, give me the portion that's mine. I can do it better than what you're doing, so give me what you owe me. First of all, why do I owe you? God gave you strength in your body. You can go work and go get it yourself, right? But the daddy loved his son, and he said, you know what? I'll do that. But sometimes you and I, what we do is we do God like that. Yeah, we do God like that. Lord, give me what's mine. I see what you done blessed me with. I'm going to take this stuff, and I'm going to go do some stuff, and when I get done, I'll come back, and I'll deal with you later on. That's what we do. And what does Jesus do? What does God do? Love on. He sent his son anyway, didn't he? He knew that some people was going to have this kind of mindset. Give me my stuff. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to waste it all with riotous living, right? How many people you know God blessed with some talents and some abilities? They left the Lord. I ain't going to say the saints because you can leave without leaving the saints, right? So they left the Lord and they went their own way and then see what the devil did to them. You think he's going to be nice to you? Listen, I'm going to give you a secret. It's going to be people out there jealous of you because they see your life is blessed. They see that God has blessed your life. And so they're working extra hard to pull you down so you can be on level playing with them. You have no business out there. If you have grown up under the sound of the word of God and have information that can get you from here to glory, you need to stay with the people of God. Wherever you go, stay with the people of God. I'll put it that way. All right? And so what happens is the devil, he takes these people and he dogs them. He mistreats them, right? And this is what's happening here. Sometimes we don't understand what we have until we lose it. I'm encouraging you this morning, don't go and do those types of things. Don't throw away what the Lord has given you. Value your relationship with your parent. But the parent, we're going to see, just like God, he loved on. He loved on. May the Lord bless us this morning. Continue to read, please. All right. All right, what swine? Pigs are clean. Hogs are clean, right? They're clean and sanitary. They eat nothing but healthy stuff. Huh? Keep reading. Listen, ain't nobody gonna help you out there. Right? I'm just telling you how it is. When you get on the devil's territory, they not loving you like the people of God is. They're not looking out for your best interest like the people of God do. You know why the people of God look out for your best interest? What is it? Love. That's it. And that's what's missing out there. So don't do that. If you have to go out there and do the work of God, take the love of God with you. And don't get pulled into no foolishness. But what's happening here is he's traded all that he had, all the blessings that the Father had given him, that his Father had given him, for something like this. He in there with the pigs, the stinky, nasty pigs, in there trying to eat what they eat and do what they do. Listen, you don't have to do that. But if you do, I want you to know that God still loves you. He for real loves you, and he wants you to get some of that love so you can get the help that you need. May God help us this morning. Continue to read, please. Yes? All right. Yes. Oh, Lord. Yes. Pause there, please. He came to himself, right? How did he? Why did he come to himself? Why? Talk about it. You see what I'm talking about? If that love hadn't been there, he'd have nowhere to go. He wouldn't come to himself and have nowhere to go. You see? So that's why we're so important. That's why the child of God is so important. To have the love of God in my heart to the point where I'm willing to help the homeless person, the destitute, stinky person, the person with bad habits, on drugs and everything else, I'm willing to extend the love of God to them in whatever way that God would have me to do it. Because if I hadn't obeyed the voice of the Lord, that would be me and worse. May God help us this morning. You see, but so this is the, but what happened was this brother came to a place, why am I living like this when I know that my father's house, they got it going on? I can go back there and get myself, listen, I'd rather be a servant, a nobody in my father's house than to be out here getting beat up and done in. And the reason why he understood that is because not only did the father love him, but the father loved the servants. See, he loved everybody. This was somebody, this in this parable, this is somebody that is talking about the Father's love to us. Yeah. All right. And so that's what we need to understand as well. Read for us, please.
And came to his father.
All right.
And he was yet a great way off.
May God help us this morning. Yes. Yes.
And am no more worthy to be called thy son.
Yes.
But the father said to him,
yes.
Said to his servant,
yes.
Bring forth the best robe and put it on him.
Yes.
And put a ring on his feet.
Yes.
And shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fattest calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry.
Pause there for me, please. Pause. Because I wanted to pull one point out of that. What was the father doing? What was he looking out for him? He loved him the whole time. The way I see it, ever since the son left, he misses his son. He loved his son. And this is how it is with the Lord as well, if we go away. And so every day when he would get up, he'd go out to the fence. He'd say, is my son, is that, who's coming? Anybody coming? No, he ain't coming today. See what I'm talking about? This is the love of God. This is how he loves us, and this is how he wants us. This is the kind of love that he wants us to have. All right? So he was looking for him. The son humbled himself. He met a condition, did he? He said, if you exalt yourself, you'll be abased, but if you humble yourself, you'll be exalted. He said he gives more grace to the humble. He said he resists the proud, but giveth more grace unto the humble. So the son, he had to come to his senses, and he had to remember the love that his father had, and then he had the right response to it. Sometimes we're in a situation where we know what we need to do, but the pride keeps us from humbling ourselves. Lord, I need more love because I don't have the love that I need in order to do what it is that you're calling on me to do right here. And I need to humble myself and ask you to forgive me. And Lord, help me to get the love that I need to have so I can do what you want me to do. May God help us this morning. He could have understood all that and still never came back, never humbled himself, never did what he needed to do. He would have suffered for the rest of his life until his end. That's what would have happened. May God help us this morning. Let's move down. And we understand the father loved him. He got out the fatted calf. They had a feast. He was elated that his son had come back and restored. He got him a robe. He loved him. But let's talk about the one that had a little difficulty. Y'all remember the brother?
Yes.
Let's read the brother. Let's drop down to the brother. I believe at verse number 25.
Now his elder son was in the field.
All right.
And as he came through nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing.
Yes.
And he called one of the servants and asked what he was doing. And he said unto him,
yes.
My brother is come.
Yes.
And thy father hath killed the fatted calf.
Yes.
Because he hath received him safe and sound.
Yes.
And he was angry.
Oh. Yes.
Therefore came the father out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment.
Oh, Lord.
And yet thou never gave me
Lord, have mercy.
I might have been buried with my friend.
Yes.
But as soon as this, thy son was come,
Lord help.
Yes. But thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that ye should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and is alive again. It was lost and is found.
Amen. What's the point of that reading, the brother? What's the point of that? He lost his love, didn't he? He used to love, right? But he resented. He said, I've been here the whole time, Dad. You gonna have a party for this guy? I've been here the whole time. Matter of fact, I just came from the field working. All I've been doing is the right thing. Sometimes that's what can happen to us as Christians. It really can. Somebody go away and do all those things, and we've been here working and suffering and going through trials and tests and tribulations. They come back, and it can be difficult to love like we need to. May God help us. May God help us. God is wanting for you and I to love on, to continue to love. The difficult person, the hard situation, the hard circumstance, anything that come across the grain, God is willing and able and ready to give us what it is that we need to be able to continue to love. All right, so I want to encourage you this morning. May God help us. I'm not exempt to these things. I have difficulty with certain things. I have problems that I face, and people offend me and all kinds of different things. But my goal and my aim is to please the Lord. My goal and my aim is to make heaven my home. And so by the grace and help of God, I'm going to do that. And not only that, while I'm here, I want to be an example of the believers. I want to be a blessing. I want to be a help. I want to have the love of God in me to help somebody else along the way. Y'all pray for me. I will be praying for you. I thank you for your time and your attention.